Tonight, a 10-day-long celebration of water begins in downtown Scottsdale. Canal Convergence features public art installations from around the world. And on the first weekend of the event, attendees will be able to purchase beers made from recycled water from Scottsdale's Advanced Water Treatment Plant. The theme of the event this year is the story of water. Our producer, Jay McAuliffe, went to the downtown Scottsdale Canal, and she got a firsthand look at some of the art on display, including a few interactive installations.
Can you just, like, for listeners, visually describe what we're looking at and what you've created?
It's larger than life, like 15 foot tall, 15 foot wide, white glowing clouds, bulbous clouds with silver swings floating underneath.
I'm Lindsay Glatz, I'm artist on Cumulus Connection, the Cloud Swings, along with...
Yeah, I'm William Nemetoff, also co-artist for the Cloud Swings.
So the clouds are off right now, so they're just white. And then when you go ahead and sit on it, lights up one side. And then when I sit on the other swing under the cloud, the whole cloud lights up. And then when we swing together, the entire cloud is lit up and we get to have a fun moment together.
Trying to stay in unison, it's a little...
Oh, so amazing. This is so cool. I took the, for those of you who can't see, there's like fire coming out of these and it's awesome.
My name is Christina Ricci. I'm with Walter Productions. I help design the Water Serpent. It's a 200 foot long floating metal sculpture. And the floats are made out of a foam material sandwiched in between aluminum sheets. All sorts of reflective mirrors. It floats in the canal and we have 12 fire cannons on it and 5 sparkler effects. I don't think everyone gets to work so closely with their water source. We're like quite literally in the canal, floating on a raft, and it's a special experience, I think. And it's fun because for us, you know, we're creating this fire system, and the fire system is a system of all of these channels, which I've found is very similar to like the canal system.
So ours is a 4-panel piece, 2-dimensional painted mural that depicts basically the history of the Hohokam in the valley. My name is Thomas Breeze Marcus. I'm a full-time artist. I originally grew up in Phoenix and the Salt River community, and then I also have family in Southern Arizona on the Tonawatam Reservation. For those that aren't too familiar with the Hohokam or the Hohokam, the Hohokam culture was one of the original cultures of the valley. And also one of the original innovators of being able to harness the power of the river and the water. It really just goes to show the intelligence and the human ingenuity that our ancestors took on to not necessarily control the water, but to use it to their benefit and by hand with no sort of tools or work animals. Like, if you can imagine trying to hand dig 1,000 miles of canals that are 10 feet deep, 40 feet wide, I have a hard time. You know, digging a 3-foot hole in my backyard sometimes for a fire pit. And not to completely dwell on the past, but also to recognize where we are in the future, that we're still here. We're still surviving in the present, but we do have plans to keep moving forward and being who we are. And basically being a part of that legacy that is the Hohokam.
That was Thomas Breeze Marcus of the Continuum Art Collective, along with Christina Ricci of Phoenix-based Walter Productions, and Lindsay Glatz and William Nemetoff from New Orleans. Canal Convergence begins this evening at 4 o'clock.